Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Christmas time is Amazon time. And shopping Amazon this holiday season through our website or our app is not only the easiest way to shop, it's the easiest way to support TMOS. Just go to amazon.com/TMOS. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to us. Thanks for helping us out, and have a Merry Christmas.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Christmas time.
Woo!
He'll be coming down the chimney down. That is a song lyric that makes no sense. It's the stupidest Christmas song that is out there right now. And I've always thought this. This is Andy Williams, no?
Yes. Would you want to hear it in context?
Yes. Listen to this song lyric and then we will discuss because there are. Listen, just because it's the holidays. Don't turn your brain off, folks.
Don't do it.
Keep your eye on the ball, America.
Focus.
Keep your eyes on the ball. That's
focus.
Right.
All right, here's
focus, Andy. Because hold on. Wait a minute. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Stop rushing through the show when you're tired. Hold on just a second.
He's not tired.
Yeah, I think he is.
I don't think I am.
He was you sound full of tired. Energy. He was running around. It's the mouth. He's been eating a lot. Now he's got to talk a lot.
Have you been eating a lot?
I've not been eating a lot.
You ate a whole fruitcake yesterday. You talked about it.
No, it was 2 days ago.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I sat at home and wrote a letter to how much I love you. You'll get it in the mail soon. Hope you get a paper cut.
Here's the point I want to make.
Please.
Well, if I can get in between you two fighting again. Here's the point. The point I want to make is...
I went down to see those animals.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. But it makes me mad. And this is why I'm going to die young, because I get upset at things. This lyric, there are a lot of things. Rudolph is a great example. Rudolph the TV show is a great example.
Right.
Don't buy it just because it's got ribbon on it and paper and bows that it's legit. Okay, there's a lot of crap that is foisted on the American people that I don't think we pay enough attention to. And this particular song, what's the title of this song?
Happy Holiday / The Holiday Season from the Andy Williams Christmas album.
Right there. They couldn't even come up with a GD title, and I'm not going to put the Lord's name in my rant here, but they couldn't even come up with a title for the song. But there's a he'll there bows and ribbons, all this stuff, and then he says Santa will be coming down the chimney down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you know what that is? Let me explain what that is. I've written songs before. I've written poetry before. You know what that is? That is a complete and total cop out because the lyricist who penned this, I have no idea who wrote this piece
David of crap. Foster.
It was Name Barry.
No, it was not David Foster. Yolanda would never let that happen.
But
oh, by the way, hey, Omarosa.
That's a tough break, isn't it?
Everybody, you know what? We are so cruel in America. How many people wanted that to happen?
She
right?
got fired I mean, again.
Yeah.
Literally.
She got fired again. But is it? No one is really sure what the deal is. Now the Secret Service denying whether she was bodily manhandled
escorted
out of the office.
What they should do is deny that they hired a second-rate TV contestant to be in the White House. That's what they should deny.
All I know is when I interviewed her in studio, she was very nice to me, and I thought she had a magnetism as well. She seemed to have a very... I think she's got a magnetic personality, but I bet she can be a handful when she gets pissed, and it sounds like she got pissed. We'll talk about
that. Gotta obey the chain of command, Mike.
Getting back to this, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
And you know what's even so bad about that?
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Is this was top of mind when you joined us in studio today? And
yeah,
because
I was singing it when I was getting my show ready, and I'm going, he'll be coming, and I thought it was he'll be coming down the chimney now, which also doesn't make sense.
But actually, might be a better lyric.
Better lyric.
I think it might be.
He'll be coming down the chimney soon.
Because
why couldn't you do that?
Sounds. I mean, that's redundant, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Now
he'll
is like,
be coming.
Yeah.
What day does Christmas fall on? What
it's on the 25th this year.
What day of the week?
Mike.
It's a Monday.
Smartass.
Monday.
He'll be coming down the chimney Monday.
Right.
Listen to this.
But then you'd
lyric.
Need to do 7 different versions of it.
Well, that's okay. You certainly do that during the Christmas season with your guy that says, hello there.
Oh, you mean this guy?
This guy right here. Happy holidays, everybody.
11 days left for 11. Christmas shopping.
11
days left to fill the stocking.
11
days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 11 days more.
Hiya, Christmas is just around the corner.
That's true.
Yeah. 11 more shopping days. You better hurry.
Hi, folks. Christmas. This is Keith Urban wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, Keith Urban.
Why is it only country performers?
Because they're the only ones that care.
All right. Anyway, so
yeah, wouldn't in today's world that's over, public courtesy or is it public? Not public courtesy.
Give him a chance; he'll get there.
Yeah, I apologize.
We're all rooting for you.
Thank you.
I'll have a blue.
I'm stroking out, Mike.
He'll be talking on the talk show down.
Political correctness. Can a hip-hop artist come out and say Merry Christmas without being killed for not saying Happy Kwanzaa or Happy Hanukkah?
Well, that's a little racist. What do you think? A hip-hop artist has to come out and say Happy Kwanzaa or he can't say anything else?
What's
going on?
It's not racist. I'm saying, what about a pop artist?
A pop? Well, I'd like to. That's why when I hear the country artist, I'd like to hear a pop. I'd like to hear like a Beyonce or a Britney Spears
but
or somebody that's mainstream.
But can they come out without getting a backlash? Is it worth them cutting a line or without a backlash coming on Twitter or Instagram? Why didn't they include all the other holidays?
Have we become that ridiculously oversensitive in our society?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is really, really
strange.
Isn't
that crazy?
But they could say season's greetings.
I felt weird writing, because I'm a Rube, writing Merry Christmas at the end of one of my emails to a colleague of mine. I was like, well, I wonder if they're going to be offended by that. I hope not.
We're right in the get-go stages of Hanukkah.
Tonight is the third night.
The third night.
Yes.
And, you know, for most people I've spoken to, seems to be, it wanes after the fourth night and you start not getting the presents.
And do you have to say happy belated Hanukkah because it started technically 3 days ago?
No, because it's an 8-day festival of lights.
I get it, but
no, I think you're. I hope our Jewish friends are enjoying their Hanukkah celebration. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a. But getting back to this lyric, as we digress, as we often do on this show,
we're coming down the menorah now.
We're coming down the menorah down. Dreidel time and dreidel down.
He'll be eating down the latkes down.
Listen to this. Doesn't make sense. Play the lyric. Play the lyric from Andy Williams.
When Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
Is it coming down the chimney down or coming now the chimney down?
Let's hear it again. I think it's coming down the chimney down.
What a horrible lyric. I've hated it for years.
Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He eats the lyrics. So
I know
can't
why.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
Because they have to rhyme with town. When old Santa comes into town, he'll be coming.
But what's the first part? What does he say? He'll be coming down the chimney. You can't hear it because he's eating the lyric, because I'm sure, they recorded these 50 times. He didn't like it either. It's an uncomfortable lyric sung by a mediocre performer.
Hack.
Into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
You're right. He'll be coming down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
Right on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
What?
It's down,
but
because
the background singers go, who always get the dictionary, he'll be coming down the chimney down. It doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, the background singers are going out back to smoke a cigarette and saying, Andy sucks today. He's swallowing all the words.
You know, this is just like the Rudolph thing. You have to keep your eye on the ball during the holiday season because they're putting stuff out there. Rudolph, if you will ever see a darker commentary on the human condition, watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where Rudolph is valueless.
Yes.
He is completely ostracized because he has a genetic defect, and he is totally and completely ostracized by the rest of his kind, and it's disgusting.
He's different.
What do you think caused that? Do you think Dasher was his father, right?
Want to talk about Dasher. I want to talk about the caste system. And by the way, I think it's Donner. Isn't it Donner?
Yeah,
that's,
I think it is.
Rudolph's
Dasher,
father?
I think, is the dick that is the coach at the reindeer games.
Right. Donner and his wife, for the sake of argument, we'll call her Raquel.
Yeah.
And they give birth to Rudolph, and it's like he's so proud, and then they see that he's got one small birth defect, which happens to be a red nose. And then suddenly, uninvited, Santa Claus comes walking into the cave the cold cave where the deer are kept, because they should be kept in a stable. But Santa, I guess, didn't want to pop for
caves,
that kind of money.
You're right. They live in a cave.
They live in a cave.
That's not okay.
They live in a cave at the North Pole.
He'll be coming into the cave down.
No, he comes in and he sits there and he goes, oh, it's the and they have to, and then the coach, who's like, ah, look at Rudolph's red nose. We're not going to let Rudolph play in any more reindeer games because I'm discriminating against him because he's got a birth defect.
We don't like gingers.
And then, and it's so bad that he's completely banished, and then he goes out to find a mercenary, Yukon Cornelius, who all you know, who's
this
got dementia.
This might be the first time in history he's been referred to as a mercenary.
He's a, well, that's all he's about.
I know.
He's completely a hired gun. He's off his gourd because he's probably been eating like acorns and shrubs to survive because of the snow.
And his pick is made of lead, and he licks it.
He licks it, and he constantly UConn. And how about that for the kiddies? UConn Cornelius licking his pick.
Yeah, don't lick your pick.
Lick his pick all day long, and it's just terrible, and it's dark, and it's depressing. And the only time it's a happy ending is when he goes back and rescues the day because his nose happens to light the way, and it's crap. And yeah. Santa is a terrible, monstrous creature. It's
but he'll be coming down the chimney soon.
When old Santa ridiculous. Gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down. Get me down, down, down. Terrible lyric.
I don't like
my
Williams.
My least favorite Christmas song. But that's my least favorite. And then anything by one particular artist, I will turn it down. I cannot listen to it.
What's your least favorite artist?
You'll probably disagree with me on this. Johnny Mathis.
I'm with you.
What does he sing?
Johnny Mathis. He sings a ton of them. He did a ton of Christmas albums, and they're all.
He is a confirmed bachelor, and he has a very high voice. And what you would recognize it. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Let me just say that Johnny Mathis probably has a walk-in closet the size of Cleveland because he's lived in it for years. Anyway, that's it.
Do you want a taste of Mathis?
Please.
Want to hear Mathis? Play Mathis for Oscar.
All right,
so.
Give me one second. I'll bring him some Mathis.
Is he like
it.
Our generation's Michael Bublé?
No.
He was a pop artist during the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. When he was young. He had a couple of hits.
White man, black man.
A black man, I believe.
Black man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Coming up, here we go. Let's see. This is a good example of his vocal style. Remember when Mike did Lou Rawls this week?
Yeah.
This guy is not Lou Rawls.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Not sped up.
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Dying in the winter wonderland.
Hate it. Hate Johnny Mathis.
Is it his voice, or what
yes,
do you hate about it?
I think it's a... I don't like the contrived...
picture of his voice sounding like a robot. It makes me very, very nervous to listen to
him. I was
going to
say he sounded auto-tuned a bit.
Play another
before
Johnny
auto-tuned.
Mathis. All right. Do you have more? Rob's got every Christmas song, by the way. Every record. What is this one?
A true Christian.
Oh, yeah.
The Silent Night?
This is the Christmas song.
This is wonderful.
Lovely orchestration.
Tune.
Yeah. A 40-minute intro, which I always love.
WAVA.
Chestnuts roasting on an
play another one. These are not the ones that are played
are
on the radio.
Smash you got hits.
He has so many deep cuts. What's this one?
My deep cut is the album, Johnny Mathis's Christmas album. Merry Christmas,
this
Johnny
is not.
Mathis.
Play another one. This is not the ones I hear on the radio. Nope, not that one. Nope.
All of these are lullabies.
Well, no, kind of the fast ones. The fast ones.
He doesn't have a lot of fast ones on this
morning.
Album.
That's not this album. It's not this. It's a wrong album.
This is the right album.
The wrong album, Rob.
This is the right album.
Look
You're
up
just
the,
playing the hits. Silver Nobody bells, likes that.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
You hear a lot of Johnny Mathis during the holiday season.
Yeah. I would say that if you were to listen to like a light or a wash type station, the one they play the most of his is Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
That's his.
I don't mind. I think you know too much about him, Mike.
About Johnny Mathis? Well,
yeah.
I'm older than you. Johnny Mathis was an artist that I was aware of when I was growing up.
Yeah, but was he a hack when you were growing up?
Probably.
Okay,
I mean,
that's
probably not.
Why.
He probably wasn't considered the, you know, what is this one?
Chances are. No,
oh,
this,
okay,
is
so this is one of
his. Forgive me, this is Misty. I hit the wrong
button. All right,
button.
This is his hit. This
yeah,
is one
biggest
of his hits.
Okay.
Listen to this. This is his biggest hit.
Look
at me.
Oh, I hate this scumbag. I hate him. Now I know why.
You're mocking me.
He's
You're
like, look me. At me.
You're
it's about me.
Me.
He has a whole song about him.
You're mocking me. What is this?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Is it a Christmas song?
No.
I can't. Please. Please, please, please. Oh, my God.
What a romantic.
Off the mat.
He is a good man and a loved man.
Oh, well, that was therapeutic. I'm really glad that I got a chance to get all that off of my chest. And but just remember, if it's the top of the hit parade for hated Christmas songs, he'll be coming down the chimney down. It's like they didn't care, and they recorded it, and it's been played 1,000 times. And, you know, I bet Lou Katz is sitting in his ranch right now and probably sitting there going, hey, I'm so glad I don't have to play that crap again.
Katz Ranch.
Year, you know, at Katz Ranch.
With a K.
By the way, another wonderful radio guy that's been in the business for like 100 years,
yep,
that got screwed at the end, like with some probably 14-year-old program director that knocked on his door and said, yeah, sorry, man. Yeah, mm, man, yeah, your demos were
man. They got the guy who did afternoons on Hot 99.5 to replace him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's got to burn.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, but that's radio. And
I got
a
genuine laugh from Robert yesterday. I'd like to just check in maybe once a week on the All Christmas station during the month.
Oh, of course.
And there was like a 10-year-old doing a break, and I just shaking my head, and Robert looked at me. I said, who's this dickhead? And Robert burst out, showed his teeth laughing. It was such a great moment.
You know, I will give Tesh credit, who's syndicated
Tesh on
a lot of these Christmas. Tesh at least
getting
has
a lot
the
of run this year. Whoa.
Yeah. Tesh has the formula. Tesh has the formula, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would
sexually harass Mary Hart.
That's right.
Right.
Get exactly. on television, stay
Get
on television, then radio
then,
show.
Then
nationally
go into
syndicated.
The radio. Is Tesh on the TV at all?
Oh,
anymore?
No. They got another haircut on there.
Yeah. He hasn't been on for
well, with
for
the a now that the cameras time. Have gone high def, they can't frame his head. It's too the shape is odd.
He does have a large head.
It was he yeah. did much better in a 3-4 unit.
And these entertainment magazine shows, now they're doing everything they can to keep your attention, cuz remember before it was like, wow, these stars are on TV. This
right,
is like,
right.
Backstage access. Now you've got TMZ. Why the hell would you watch that show?
You don't need
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. TMZ. Right? TMZ with the very latest in Omarosa being bodily thrown out of the White House. I don't know whether that's true or not, but you know, it's fine.
And she left our studio on her own free will, as I recall.
Yeah, we did not have security remove her from the building. You know? Did you hear that she ran, they say.
Allegedly.
They say, allegedly she ran, like, towards the White House living quarters.
Yeah, demanded to
Where
see
is
the president.
He? Is he in the bathroom? I want to talk to him.
Right now.
Is he in the bathroom again?
You're ignoring me. You're deliberately ignoring me.
Anyway, so long. Safe home, Omarosa. Hey, guess what? We've been flapping our gums and going in 50 different directions because it's the holidays, and we have to start the GD show. Okay, Andy Williams, start the show!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, look at that. Nice Rudolph.
I made him myself.
No kidding.
You know, Rudolph is my favorite guy in the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
You know, apparently, then, Woody, you're unaware that the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is one of the most unrealistic and therefore potentially damaging in all of children's music. It gives them a horribly distorted view of reality.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, it's easy to whistle.
No. Look, I'm serious. No, first the other reindeer tease and then ostracize him, and then when his abnormality proves of service, they use him. But then, do they allow him to play in their stupid reindeer games?
Yes.
Oh, no. I know how the song goes. In fact, not only do Donner, Blitz, and Et Al not love him and laugh out with glee, but they doubly despise the bulbous-nosed little wimp. Well, I gotta be off. Happy holidays.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Santa!
The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. No, Rudolph, you're banished.
Go live in an area where you can't be seen. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. But don't worry, we took all of our calls yesterday. So don't burden yourself. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. All right, enough with the Santa voice.
We are brought to you today. Hold on a second. Let me get it. Cornerstone First Financial, yes! Ladies and gentlemen. Cornerstone First Financial lets you know that it's a good time to buy a house because rates are going up. Mm-hmm. You need experts that have your interests in mind. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process. They'll do it quickly. They'll do it easily. Listen up. The Fed met this week. That's right. We were right. Yep. Higher rates coming. They're imminent. You got to lock your rate in this week. Cornerstone First Financial can make it happen. Act now. Right now, days actually matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us. They are our neighbors. They are good people. They took care of one of our compatriots, Mr. Santana, and they are just decent folk. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial. I got a couple of messages, or I saw a couple of posts that indicate that, you know, how do you know if somebody's vegan? Well, they'll tell you. And they're kind of like saying people like to talk about it. I'm not in that camp. I do it for the purpose of entertainment.
No, not you.
Well, I mean, for the purpose of entertainment, I bring it up.
What about at parties?
You know what? I probably am asked about it more and given a hard time about it more than I bring it up myself.
Yes.
It's really not something that I dive into. Like yesterday, going out to Cocoonville, and one of the guys goes, hey, vegan. And I've gotten that a couple of times, yeah. And so I don't bring it up, but on the show, I think it's
interesting. The show is different.
Yeah.
But the show is totally different.
It's a difference when, and I guess it hurts more when someone's vegetarian, and they look like they haven't lost any weight being vegetarian. You're like, if you really are, I don't see the difference. Or they go vegan, and they're like, you don't look that in shape. Maybe a little more vegan in your life or less, whatever. Maybe try something else.
Carla may be the one who's the foundation is cracking a little bit with Carla.
She's
leaning more towards the vegetarian end of things because she wants eggs. She likes to eat like eggs.
Protein.
And that's what she says. I don't know.
Did she say she could eat 50 eggs?
In an hour.
Yeah. That's pretty
from
good.
The movie Cool Hand Luke. Here it is. This is the first time in quite some time that I remember that my system is definitely resetting. My system is definitely rebooting with this. And I mean booting. It rebooted today 3 times.
Really?
So, yeah, it's not pleasant. It's actually quite urgent. And that's what I experienced this morning after
You've done some research in the vegan lifestyle. Does that settle down or is that a side effect?
I don't know. I haven't done enough research. I just do what I'm told. That's basically how I live my life. I do what I'm told. We had a split pea soup for dinner with some little vegan crackers in it. That what I had for dinner.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, because the thing about a split pea soup, though, don't you need a ham bone as a base?
Yeah, you need a smoked ham hock.
Yeah,
we use the base, the sort of fat element is this vegan butter substitute that is very, very rich and very delicious. And so it's actually, you'd be surprised.
Sure,
it tasted really, really good. It was very good. It was very good. But the fact is that late at night after Mrs. O'Mara went to Betty Buy, I spent like an insane amount of money on a pay-per-view movie that I should not have. Dunkirk. I didn't see Dunkirk in the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And
I saw it in the theaters and I wanted my money back.
It was $1,000. What the F is wrong with that movie? It was all over the place.
It was beautifully shot, too long and too loud.
Oh, my God. Just all over the place. It didn't have a point of view. Come on. All right. They're on the beach. They got to get rescued. Got a guy in a pleasure boat. They got a guy in a plane. They got a guy that falls out of the sky. They got a guy they pick up floating in the water. They got people blown up on a bridge. It's just bing, bing, bing all over the place. And that's why late at night after Mrs. O'Mara went to bed, I went into the pantry and grabbed the Trip Affleck Captain Crunch donut cereal.
Which is vegan,
and I ate it like, are you familiar with the movie Get Out with Brian Williams' daughter?
Yes.
You know the scene, Rob, when she's sitting there with a glass of milk and she's eating the individual Fruit Loops?
Yes.
Remember, right before she finds out that the guy killed her father and is escaping from the house where they're turning black people into white people?
Right.
Do you remember that?
No, okay, spoiler alert there.
If you haven't seen it, you should have
seen it by now.
Yeah, I agree.
So I was drinking a beverage, a milk sort of substitute beverage, which was a dairy free eggnog, and I was eating handfuls of the Trip
Hold it.
Affleck.
Does the dairy?
This is my life. This
does
is
the
my,
dairy free my... eggnog have egg in it?
No.
So then, what is it? If it's not milk,
it's delicious.
And not egg.
Is what it is. It's delicious. You see, I mean, keep an open mind. All this stuff can be
isn't moderation important?
But no, let me tell you what's important to food. Well, moderation is important, Oscar.
Yeah, you're right. Even if it's healthy, you've eaten enough of it. Yeah,
but what Rob doesn't understand? Rob, everything we consume is seasoned to taste a certain way.
I understand,
so
but
your
the
pumpkin
whole basis...
pie has nothing to do with tasting like pumpkin. Well, it has everything to do with tasting like the seasoning that's put into it.
I may have been the one who taught you the fact that anything squash based has no flavor on its own.
Well, and
it's
anything,
only what you cook it with.
Anything. Well, eggnog is milk based.
Yes, but here's the thing: if you're vegan and you're taking a product that is essentially made of milk, cream, and eggs,
no, it's the flavor of the seasoning is what makes. It's the cinnamon. It's the nutmeg. It's all of those flavors that make that. I don't want to get into a whole vegan thing.
Okay,
but the fact
right.
is because I
yeah,
think
you
you're
don't
dead
know
wrong.
Squat.
You're a close-minded dullard, is what you are. You don't.
Well, I'm
you
glad
don't understand
the I'm really glad you don't want to get into it because you know what? You don't know squat, and eggs are an essential part of nog.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I mean, you're sitting there making me feel guilty because, I mean, if you want
to
eat your fatty egg,
I'm not trying to do guilt. I'm trying to make
you
know what's
true. You're trying to do
guilt.
No. You don't understand what's
going on. No, I don't do guilt.
Shut up.
You shut up.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, the fact is that I was eating this product. And I was drinking this product, and it tasted good.
Product
and
X.
I woke up this morning, and I've taken three trips. I've taken three trips to the the Piscadude before the show even started.
Did your body reassemble all the ingredients of the eggnog within?
Oh man! By the way, I've got a new name for my radio program today. This is no longer going to be the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's it called?
This is going to be the Mike O'Mara Show with its new host, Dookie Burns. Dookie Burns.
Do you love the diet?
I can describe. It's not a diet. It's a way
lifestyle.
Of eating.
Lifestyle.
It's not because diet would mean that
lifestyle
I'm trying to
one more time. I want to kill myself.
No. Diet would
say
mean,
it.
What? Diet would mean I'm restricting things. I'm eating differently. That's it. I can tell you this. This is how I look at it. I don't really even. It doesn't occupy a lot of my time. Carla kind of picks out what we're eating. To be honest with you, the pea soup, I was kind of saying, I said the same thing you guys say. This could probably use a little meat in it. And then when I threw the little chips in, it was textural and it was fine. I don't really occupy my time with it all that much. And then on diets, I have been on diets where after 2 days, I wanted to eat my right arm off because I was that freaked out. Mm-hmm. This is not the same thing. And Carla, by the way, is giving me a hard time because I know she didn't bring it up today, but I know that because I sort of passed out before I came into the bedroom and I left the cereal sitting out on the coffee table. On actually the cardboard box that now substitutes for our coffee table because she sold them. There's a lot going on in my life, and I know this show is manic.
You've eliminated
today, but
meat and furniture from your life.
Yeah, she sold the furniture from under me. That's what happened yesterday, and with no replacement, by the way.
Wow.
So we just have a big empty room. She saw the cereal box that Trip, and Trip, I love you. Thank you for sending that fantastic confection, which I enjoyed last night. But the combination of that and this food that I'm eating right now has resulted in a colonic situation that can best be described as that. That
I actually, Mike, I don't know if you know this, Carla this morning posted video of you eating the pea soup on Facebook.
Oh, did she?
I have the audio pulled.
Okay, let's listen.
It burns!
There it is.
How many pounds are you down?
Yeah.
Well, the last time I weighed myself was Monday. as they say down
Thank
here.
Thank you, Sonny.
And I was down three pounds. Mm. I was down 3 pounds.
Okay.
I'm not sure where I will be next Monday, but I'll keep you posted. That's it. And if you want, I can weigh myself tomorrow.
Yeah, I want an update.
I like that, Duke.
At the root of the problem here, we want you to have a healthier life, which means weight loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's the ongoing battle, and, you know, I'll let you know. I mean, I'm not sure. This is long-term health stuff.
Do you feel like you have more energy? Because vegans tell me they have more energy.
I feel as though, you know what? I probably do feel like I have more energy because I got kind of a fitful night where our little guy crawled into the bedroom, which he's been doing like three nights in a row, kicking and squirming and jumping around, and, to be honest with you, I went to bed late last night trying to stay up and watch Dunkirk, which was Dumbkirk. Am I right, ladies? But it was, I feel as though I have more energy. I have more energy coming in and doing the show, and I have more energy to live my life, and I'm trying to be less sedentary. Thank you.
Great.
Thank
it
you
sounds
much.
Good.
That's an endorsement right there.
All you just have is a burning ass.
I do. And I don't know whether it's the modified way that we're eating now or whether it was the Cap'n Crunch donuts with sprinkles. Cereal.
That combination what you had essentially—that's
a colon explosion.
Is the rotor-rooter of a dinner.
And by
say.
The way, that is a bad music festival. Don't ever go to Burning Ass.
Burning Ass is
not good.
Yeah, it's the Insane Clown Posse was.
Your
great
face looks skinnier. I'm gonna bet you've lost like another 5 pounds.
I agree.
No, I'm beginning to resemble Donald Sutherland. Ooh, history.
All right, we have to take a break.
Thank you.
When we come back, I don't know. We'll talk about more stuff.
You want to call Nikki when we get back?
Nikki Diamond.
Hey,
I know you do. I know you do. You're a loyal trooper. Yeah, we'll call Nikki Diamond.
Thank you.
When we come back and talk football on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I hate to bring it up, but Rob and I have been discussing like Carson nostalgia with the show. And a lot of people will talk about his distance from people and how he was he's kind of a guy that kept to himself and he wasn't a real personable guy off air. That's okay because Letterman was the same way.
Had but that what snuff these film.
He didn't have a snuff film. Stop that.
It was Crush videos, I thought.
Yeah, it was not Crush videos.
He didn't have clown porn. The thing about it was.
Put on that nose.
That's some wild stuff. Listen, I've got I have a hamster. And I've got
the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's also the busiest. Yeah. You're making lists. You're checking them twice. You're running errands. Who has the time to go to the post office? So what do? We use Stamps.com instead. The fruitcakes go out with Stamps.com.
Say lifesaver. It's a lifesaver for that.
They bring all the services, the U.S. Postal Service, right to your fingertips. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail just by using your own computer and printer. Then the mailman picks it up. Stamps.com will send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage, and Stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail every time. Print postage any day, anytime. Stamps.com is always open. We have used Stamps.com, as Rob just mentioned. It's easy, it's convenient, and it's saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter the code TMOS. Use Stamps.com and make it the easiest holiday ever, ladies and gentlemen. Now, without further ado, we go to Pahrumph, Nevada.
Yay!
And we check in. I have been so detached from the NFL this season based on my miserable New York Giants performance. Yeah. And by the way, the coaching change and putting Eli back in the lineup resulted in bupkis. But here to talk about the teams that really matter in the NFL is the one, the only prognosticator of Pahrumph, Mr. Nikki Diamond. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, listen.
Wow. Yeah.
You're lively today, Nikki. How are you?
I'm actually in line. I've been up all night trying to get these Star Wars tickets, baby.
Oh, I didn't know you were a fan, Nikki.
Big fan. May the force be with you. You ever heard that one, Mike?
Oh yeah, Nikki, I have. Yeah, it's quite popular. Quite popular. I had no idea that you were a big fan.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the I consider myself a Jedi of prognostication. That's how I look at it.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yoda.
Nikki, Nikki, we talked about Christmas the last time we had you on the show. How is your track record this year? How are you doing with your handicapping this year?
Well, let's just say you all will be getting gifts.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Wow. Does that have anything to do, because it might be a coincidence, Mike, that Pawn World is closing and pulling from the bottom.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's, I never trusted those people. I never would have gone there. They had no idea how to run their business. So I was just joshing with them. They're clearly there not to be affiliated with Nikki Dime, because I am moving up, baby. I am making money. That is a dead thing. I hope you guys like man grates, because that's what you're getting for Christmas.
Nikki, you know the rules. By the way, Mangrates, they have not been on this show for over a year.
I don't even know if they're advertising anywhere. Nikki, how'd you get in touch with them?
Who's your contact?
I heard they sold the company.
I got the magic touch. Stick with me, Bermuda boy.
Wow, that's incredible. Nikki, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I know people rely on you for their fantasy football picks. What do you have on the docket this week, my friend?
Well, you know what? I think there's a guy that's one of the most talented wide receivers of all time, Josh Gordon. He came into the league and was amazing, and then just one issue after the other, drugs and DUIs, and finally he's back. The Browns, they got nothing. So all they do is just throw it to him, throw it to him, throw it to him, throw it to him. And if you throw it to somebody 50 times, he's probably going to catch 7 or 8 of them. Josh Gordon against the Ravens, they got no secondary. He's going to put up a big game, 100 yards and a touchdown. He will light them up. Not the marijuana, Josh. They got the marijuana. He will light up the scoreboard.
And do you have a Merle this week, Nikki Diamond?
I do have a Merle, and why not go for the biggest game of the season?
Oh, here we go.
The Patriots versus the Steelers, the two best teams in the AFC. The Steelers coming off a miracle victory. The Patriots coming off that horrible loss to Miami. It's in Pittsburgh. You think Pittsburgh has momentum, but they don't, because the Patriots don't lose to the Steelers, which is why, just like I don't lose to Merle's husband, it's a sure thing. Lock him up. They're going to go into Pittsburgh and put the beat down on him. It's a sure thing. It's the Merle. La, 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 la.
Thank you, Nikki. Nikki Diamond. We're not going to make him do anymore. Goodbye. Oh, my God. I don't lose to Merle's husband. By the way, if you're confused as to what the Merle is, that is Nikki Diamond's sure thing.
Sure thing.
He seems to indicate that the Patriots, after that very, very difficult loss in Miami, will be crushing the Steelers in Pittsburgh, I believe. That's where the game is this week.
That's an amazing job with him in line for Star Wars. I didn't know he was a big fan.
He's the Jedi of prognosticators, Rob. That's what Nikki Diamond is.
Can't believe Pawn World is closing.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Shuttered.
I bet there'd be a good chance to pick up some bargains this week.
Well, it seemed to me that Nikki Diamond was taking a page out of the Trump playbook by commenting on the fact that he has nothing to do with them and he never believed in them when they were his first advertiser.
That's right.
Pawn World was his very first advertiser.
He only carried him for two seasons. That's fine. But then he didn't want to attach himself to him.
One last football thing that I've had on my list for a while there, but what is the sentiment now? I mean, you guys are plugged into the media up there in Washington, D.C. Another terrible, horrible season of football for
There's
the Washington
bitterness,
Redskins.
And also there was a huge internet scam yesterday that said that they were going to changing their name.
Changing the Redskins' name.
To the Red Hawks, and they had artwork and signage and everything.
Fake news, Mike.
Oh, fake news. Everyone bought into it, and now the people that organized that hoax are going to be actually demonstrating outside of, I believe, Redskins Park.
Yes.
So there is not only a bitterness towards the current
Hold
team.
On. Let me ask you. So yeah. The hoax was generated by people that actually are
that want against, the name change.
Yes. Against the name. Yes. Are they Native Americans that are? They are indeed. Involved
they do
with
look
this?
Native American.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So the.
But the thing is, it was
profiled. You've been profiled, and you just profiled. Yeah. That's funny.
That's
right
why
there.
I can do
like
it.
But I do think that there is. It was such a well-orchestrated hoax.
It looked perfect.
I didn't buy in because I knew the Redskins would be too stupid to actually change their name.
Why would you announce
that?
A midseason
yeah,
as well?
It's dumb. It's dumb.
By
to
the
do
way,
it.
If they were going to change the name, this would be the time to do it. Do it when they are down. Don't do it when you know when they're rolling. No, and
it's
then
not the right time because people, if they were going to do it, they'd let them people buy all the Christmas presents that said Redskins, and then they would announce it in the dead zone, yeah. So they would actually re-up on the merch sales.
Wouldn't it make sense though if they if and Oscar's right if they get all the merch sold around Christmas time? Wouldn't it make sense to? While the team is in this just horrible
malaise,
and they have been for over a decade,
I
that
think
you're
we're
sitting
used
there,
to it. Like mm-hmm. if you,
yeah.
So
why not?
Look, if I know my girlfriend's handing it out to everybody, and I've been with her for 10 years, and I've dealt with it. That's and you're still dealing with it now. She's not going to change. You're not expecting that to happen.
But
right?
How about it right now? If they did it now, you would almost say, okay, they've sucked for so long. They've been bad for so long that now maybe this is a chance. Okay, let's start with a completely clean slate. Let's be politically correct and change the name and let's see what happens.
While that makes sense, in sort of a social and moral sense of the word, it doesn't make sense because they're still one of the highest earning franchises yeah. in the world. And as long as they still make money as Redskins, that's what's going to drive them. Losses
well,
don't
are
matter.
Are you speaking for Rob or are you speaking for management and Dan Snyder?
Yeah,
I'm speaking for management and Dan Snyder.
Are you holding out for another gig?
No, I don't.
Well,
I believe our ship,
guys,
that ship has sailed.
Let's put our asses on the line. What would you like to see happen?
I think they should change the name.
I would like to see them change the name, think it's not going to happen.
I'm not passionate enough to take a lozenge or write a letter.
I don't know. Well, I'm certainly not passionate enough because I'm not a diehard, but I will tell you that I'm looking at it simply as, I think that if they were going to do it, that this would be an opportune time while they're, you know, at the bottom of the barrel, as opposed to doing it when you can't change the name now. We're on a playoff run. That then it really won't happen. I'm thinking in terms of football fans right now.
Do you think people would say if it's during a playoff run and then ultimately they'll lose because they always do say they lost because it was bad luck that they changed the name.
It was bad luck.
Yeah,
it's a sword that cuts both ways.
Also helps that the Caps didn't make it past the first round of the playoffs, right? So everybody's essentially losing.
Yeah,
so
it's a terrible, it's a sad state of affairs. We've got great sports fans in Washington D.C.
We've got the kind of good looking chick that always cheats on us.
Right. And by the way, and as far as the
she's
people
like a
support,
seven.
I should say the law firms on K Street with their season tickets support this team like nobody's business. They really do. I mean, the Sky Suites are populated with lots of suits and there's a lot of money poured into these franchises. But as far as a championship, it's long overdue. And
Mike.
For me, of course, it would be the Washington Capitals, the right. only team that I still associate with. My son wears his Capitals jersey and all that. But I think right now, a lot of people have said this about the Washington Redskins, that they don't need a new general manager. They don't need a new coach. They don't need a new quarterback. What they need is a new owner. And that ever since Dan Snyder put his little 9-year-old girl hands all over this franchise, that the team has been in the doldrums.
But
and,
financially, a powerhouse.
Oh, a financial powerhouse.
For him.
Yeah.
Oh,
for him.
I mean, this is our business, Mike.
But he hasn't turned, like, for example, if you go down to Texas and look at the cathedral that Jerry Jones built for the Dallas Cowboys, that is not the same situation in Washington, D.C. We still have the same little crap stadium.
Yeah.
Still working on the details. Yeah.
We can be against management. We can be against ownership. But I want to salute the fans, the true nitty gritty fans that come out week after week and sit in the leather chair. On the club level and watch the game on television.
that club there level is still nice.
Yeah. So Kirk Cousins, is he coming back? Will Kirk Cousins be coming back?
He has
back
to pray on it.
Thank you. That's wonderful. On that note, that's it. We'll move on.
They're going to have to pay the man, Mike.
Yeah. Pay for praying.
Nikki Diamond brought it up. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak is going to the movies tonight. Guess what he wants to talk about? Mobbers, get ready, mobbers. I know you're nerds like Rob. You're going to like this. He's going to talk all about that Close Encounters movie that he's going to see.
That's
this week.
The one.
All right, we'll Contact? Take a break. Come back yes. with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. Webster's Dictionary defines intern as the position of a student or trainee who works in an organization, sometimes without pay, in order to gain work experience or satisfy requirements for a qualification. Here at the Mike O'Mara Show, we seem to have created our own definition. For some, interning could mean 6 days vacation in NOLA, all out of Oscar's pocket. Maybe it means starting an intern war on air. Some may mind the TMOS fan page just to stay relevant. For others, building a network really just consists of playing Overwatch. Or interning could mean minding your own business and enjoying the drama from the sidelines, before airing it all out in a promo. If you define intern in similar ways, then TMOS is the place for you. Apply for a TMOS internship today so you too can create your own definition of fun. And literally anyone is qualified.
Yeah, that's the truest thing at the end.
True,
that's
right?
The backhand right there.
We'll fire you, though. If you're annoying, we'll fire you.
We will.
Yeah. Have we ever fired an intern from the Mike O'Mara Show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and there's been a handful that never made it past the interview process.
Yes.
There have been ones that have come in, Pony. I remember one in particular that he was so, as Grease would say, blasé.
Blasé.
About the entire process. He left. I look at Matt, and I said, why did he even bother to pay for parking today? Because he did not care.
It's about the fit, Mike. Right. If we can't teach you, we can't work with you.
That's right.
There you go. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Harry's is offering gift set. I tell you about Harry's and how much I love them. I want to get off script for a sec, but I do want to mention that they are offering gift sets that include German-engineered five-blade cartridges for a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that is the best I've ever used. It smells amazing. A special limited edition winter chrome or emerald green handle. And to make it special, you can personalize it with engraving. It's a great gift for the holidays. Let me just tell you about Harry's. We've had Harry's on the air for a long time, and this is really the truth. I don't get on the shave plan, but I buy stuff frequently from Harry's.
Right.
Okay, you should get on a shave plan if you're, you know, into using those razors. Rob is on a shave plan.
I am.
I will tell you this, but I buy my stuff from Harry's, and all of their products, maybe it's because of the size of the company, the products at Harry's are so spectacular. And they're so reasonably priced. And it is one of the great companies that has thrived in this direct-to-you internet world. And the thing about it is, they obviously have taken all of their energy and put it into the quality of their products.
Here, here.
And that's what I truly love about Harry's. I'm talking about not only their razors, which go without saying, their cartridges are the best, but they have shave gel that's fantastic, and their face wash has replaced everything that I used to use, whether it's soap, whether it's another face wash. Their face wash is just so good. And all of their products, I have never had a bad product come out of Harry's. And I think that's because of the way they run their business, and it's also their size and the way they go direct to the customer. I love Harry's. That's what I wanted to say. I've been meaning to say that for quite some time. This holiday, give Harry's and give Handsome. Shipping cutoffs end this week. So you have to act now to get your gifts delivered in time. This is a great gift to send somebody, the guy that loves a good close shave in your life. It's really good stuff. I've sent them to many, many family members. To get limited edition holiday shave sets while supplies last, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. I gave them a little extra today because they deserve it.
They absolutely
do. Absolutely wonderful product, and I am thrilled that we have the association because I literally get – I sit there, the box came, and I looked. I said, what's that? Carly, do you get another Christmas present for somebody? Yeah? Oh, no, it says Harry's on it. I'm like, get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Even the packaging is spectacular. It's fun to get it in the mail because it's so good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I forgot what I was going to talk about here.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, all right. There we go. Thank you.
And we have to give away the fruitcake today.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Don't forget.
All right, let's start. Do you want to do that before we talk about Return of the Sith?
Yeah, let's do that.
One more message about a fruitcake.
Return of the Sith.
All right. We'll talk about Star Troopers when we come back, but right now it's fruitcake time. I hold in my hand the fruitcake letter. Are we giving 1, 2, 12? How many are we giving
one
away?
One today. We have one to give away today.
One fruitcake today.
Because we gave one to the mailman last time, remember?
All right.
Dearest Mike, Rob, we gave it to a listener who happens to be a mailman. You made it sound like some guy came up and just dropped off a letter and we handed him a fruitcake.
I suppose you're right. That's not what happened.
Dearest Mike, Rob, and Oscar, last week I became a tick, a bloodsucker. No, I still subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Rather, I gave my notice at my place of employment. Our two-income household will likely, at the end of the year, become one. I will officially be on scholarship. After listening to Oscar berate his wife in absentia about her not doing the legwork for their honeymoon,
so true.
I love our listeners. Uh-huh. I realized that a good scholarship recipient would ask, nay, plead TMOS for one of Rob's fruitcakes because it would make my benefactor happy. This is a good egg. So here I am, hoping that I am chosen and that I dutifully answer the call to show my dear, hardworking, put-upon wife, I knew it was a dude, that I can still bring something to our relationship. Yours in the name of the baby Jesus. David. I hope David is home because
please.
David's letter is absolutely fantastic.
Calling now.
Calling David, and we will see if we can get him a fruitcake. What else is he doing? He's not working
anymore. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
The ABQ.
Early in Albuquerque. I bet he's a big sleeper. I just have a hunch.
Scholarships make you sleepy.
This is David.
David, this is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, my friend?
Holy crap.
David, one of the funniest letters I have received. I think you probably know why we're calling you right now.
I hope it's for a fruitcake.
Yes,
yeah!
It is.
Yeah!
It is for a fruitcake. David, let's give the fruitcake to David right now, Plinko. David, really, are you planning on seeking other employment, or are you going to Mr. Mommet for a while?
You know, I thought about being a kept man. I think I might start my own business.
Yeah!
That's great! Woo!
Hey, we did the same thing. That's awesome. I think that's a great idea. And a beautiful Rob Spiewak deluxe fruitcake is on its way to you. Merry Christmas, and not really you, but my very, very best to your put-upon wife. Okay,
yes.
My friend?
Well, you know, my wife is actually going through a hard time today, and I wish her the best.
Aww,
well, you know what? If she's going through a really bad day today, let her watch you eat the fruitcake.
Let her smell it.
Thanks, David. Merry Christmas. We appreciate it.
Bye,
bye-bye.
David.
That's
Christmas.
Wonderful. That's
that's,
hey, how,
you
you.
Yeah. That's how you run a scholarship.
Yeah,
you work harder. You write your favorite podcast/radio show.
Yep.
You win
yep.
something for the family. You acknowledge the hard work.
She gets home from work. He's eating the fruitcake and everything like that. He's like, "Don't you touch that whipped cream."
Crumbs all in his beard.
Don't you touch that whipped cream.
He's got a black walnut in his badly trimmed beard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak is excited. Rob
Spiewak
probably told me about this a week ago.
Oh, he's been billboarding this like, when are we going to talk about it? When are we going to talk about it?
Nobody loves pop culture like you love pop culture, especially when it has somewhat of a nostalgic theme through it.
And that's a big part of it for me. We talked, I think, before the show yesterday about our dads taking us to the movies.
Yes.
And how we didn't have a lot of experiences of our dads taking us to the movies.
Right.
And one that I remember, and it's really cool, the original Star Wars in 77. My dad took me to see it at the State Theater, which is where we have played twice when it was a movie theater.
I was 18.
Wow.
I was 18. That was the year my sister got married to Paul, and that was the year I graduated high school, 1977.
Wow.
And it's the year I started taking a drink.
But it hadn't, you know, since it was the first of many films, it didn't have the cachet that it has
now. Oh, the gravitas.
So we went and saw it, and I was thrilled with it. He was thrilled with it. I remember this. This will go well for people in the Virginia area. He was so thrilled that on the way home, he stopped at Drug Fair, which was a popular drugstore at the time, and bought the soundtrack LP. Because back then, drugstores sold records.
Aw, and it was you and your pa.
Yeah.
When your parents were still together?
At that point, I thought they would still be married to this day. But
a happier moment.
Eventually, what happened?
You have no soul, Oscar. You have no soul.
Fast forward to fourth grade, when I think Empire Strikes Back came out, but I didn't see that in the theater because my father had split.
Oh, that sucks.
That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Okay. So how would you rate it? How many... But what are there, like 30 of them now?
This is episode 8, and then there's also a film called Rogue One, which is outside of the original trilogy.
How many total in the franchise? About 10?
This is 8, right?
Yeah, of the real ones. There's cartoons and stuff that I don't recognize.
But the actual Star Wars movie feature film franchise.
This is the 8th.
This is the 8th one.
Yes.
But it happens before in between the two.
Because the first three were episodes 4, 5, and 6. Then 1, 2, and 3 came out. Rogue One is a prequel, a dayquil, or a nightquil? No, this is not. This is a sequel. This takes us up to the current place. Rogue One is what you're thinking of because Rogue One comes between episode 3 and episode 4.
Okay, but just to clarify, 1 was before your dad split.
Tony, are you not into the Star Wars? I have no idea what's going on.
See, you have to refer to the first three as 4, 5, and 6 now.
4 was before your dad split.
Yes,
so
we
five
were still
was after.
A happy nuclear family.
Just want to clarify.
And this one, this
the
one
Death Star exploded and then my family exploded.
That might be the line of the year.
The Death Star exploded and my family broke apart. Does this one star Sam Jackson, Natalie Portman, and Carrot Top? Who's in this one?
No, it does not.
Who's in this one?
I don't know if Sam Jackson is in it. No, he wouldn't be because he was in the other trilogy. This one has Kylo Ren, the guy from Girls, is in it.
Yes, our old intern Adam.
Yeah. And then also Mark.
That's Adam Driver, by the way.
Yeah,
Mark Hamill returns.
How about that off the top of my head? Huh? Adam Driver, who's the new It guy, which, I think if you look at Adam Driver, you say, hey, look. Anybody can be a movie star. I mean, that guy seriously looks like a greyhound.
Well,
okay?
it's a great combination.
He's the younger Keith or Sutherland.
It's a great combination of bad looks and scary.
Right.
I think he would kill you, I think, if you met him.
What's the name of this one?
This is The Last Jedi. All right.
And who is the Jedi? Who's the Jedi?
Well, it's been up in the air. I've tried to stay off message boards and stuff because I
don't want
to
ruin it.
But the implication.
Well, they're going to announce it during the movie?
I think it's the frumpy chick from the other movie, no?
No, I
94%. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think the implication is that the Last Jedi is Luke Skywalker.
Because she
approached him. Right? Rey
develops her newly discovered abilities. With
that's the frumpy chick.
Skywalker.
She's not that
who
frumpy.
Is unsettled by the strength of her powers. Meanwhile, the Resistance prepares to do battle with the First Order. Oh, God.
There's a great
scene that I saw as a preview where Kylo Ren comes down the chimney down.
Yeah. Mike, can you imagine if the first memory of your son and you going to movies, something he really understands, is like, my dad took me to 3 billboards.
That's right.
Yeah, outside of Missouri. Quality film. Reality is what it is. You know, it's harsh. The harsh realities of
this. He's seen like kids' movies in a theater, right? You've taken him to see cartoons.
We went to see Beauty and the Beast. Was the last one that we went to see.
I think that this would don't go until the crowd subside. This would be a great first film
that he'll probably remember
as a first grown up movie for him to go see that he can look back on. And besides, there'll be laser shots and explosions. It'll keep his interest for a while. You don't have to stay for the whole thing.
It's Obi-Wan wannabe.
No, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi goes to see Yoda. Right?
No, this is what it says in Rotten Tomatoes.
Harrison Ford in this one?
No, as a matter of fact, they ensured that in the last one.
All right. So when does Shatner make a cameo or anything like that?
I hope.
There is what happens is Shatner comes.
Thanks, Pony. I appreciate that.
Shatner comes to try to bring Spock back to life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And they save the whales.
Is Chris Pine in this one?
Yeah, that makes it a Christmas movie.
All right. Yeah. Oh, for the pine tree.
Exactly. That's what.
What are you most excited? You really don't seem. This is the ABCs of you. You don't really. You're just going to see it.
No. I'm excited to see it.
Big thing.
It is.
You don't know what the plot is or what's going to happen.
Well,
the
plot has been building for 7 films. So I believe we can pretty much jump in and see where we're going.
So you finish this movie and you'll be all caught up. There's not going to be a prequel or a sequel.
Well, there'll always be another one. There's a third.
There'll
one
be a
coming.
Sequel, but there won't be. You're not going to go back in time anymore. Right? Is that it?
You can't say that for sure because they always have something
in the
works.
They're going to have standalone films.
Yeah.
Will they have a cute CGI like alien character?
I have heard a rumor that Jar Jar might make an appearance in this one again, and I'm not all that pleased about that. I was not a Jar Jar Binks fan.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with my entire family.
Oh.
Carrie and the two kids. We got four seats together. Nice. And what I'm most excited about is...
Jar Jar, does that have any significance to what you always say on the show?
I wouldn't Google it.
Okay.
Do not do that.
What I'm most excited about, one, I know that this is Carrie Fisher's last film. And they say that...
Oh, she's in it?
They completed her shooting before she passed away.
Double hockey sticks.
And they say that her performance is excellent and she did a great job. And he says that...
What does that mean?
Oh, the X in the eyes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought he was implying that she went to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
H-E double hockey sticks is when someone says hell.
Oh, I take those two
double
for
hockey
the...
sticks does not mean
if
someone's
if you put two
dead.
Hockey sticks together, it's an X.
No, it's a swastika.
All right, my brain's starting to hurt. Okay, well, have fun. Will you have a review tomorrow?
Absolutely. We'll see how many hockey sticks I give the plot. Okay.
So Rob is going to see Return of, what is it called?
It's called The Last Jedi.
Yeah. The Last Jedi, Christmas in Japan, and that is happening tonight.
At the main cafe. I'll see you there. I'll be signing autographs from 2 till 4.
Very, very good. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's not easy being an elf. Oppressive work conditions, working around the clock, being bullied by reindeer, and teased by Santa. It's enough to make you go mad! There is, however, an easy way for me to get my Christmas shopping done. It's through the Amazon portal at MikeOMaraShow.com. One click takes me to the gifts that I want to give. The bonus is that Mike and the guys get a little something-something on the back end, if you know what I mean, every time I shop there. It's quick. It's easy, and it's fun. Do your holiday shopping today at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And remember, when you buy something, say something.
Thank you very much. Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much. That's what's his name again?
That's
right?
Jim Amato, and he
Jim
says
Amato
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah. Sorry for calling you what's his name. If you've tried online dating... Chances are you've no. I know. I love Jim Amato.
What's his name?
If you've tried on, I had a cranial cramp there. If you've tried online dating, chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead end conversations, and random matches that never materialize.
Yes, it happens.
You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture, and you'll never swipe left or swipe right into a lasting relationship. eHarmony is unlike any other dating site. It's built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not a shallow hookup site. They've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, and psychological research to send you the right matches. There are plenty of hookup sites out there, but that's not what eHarmony does. eHarmony brings compatible people together. Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter the code TMOS at checkout. And by the way, this has been running for a bit now. When you sign up at eHarmony, if things rock for you
Let
and work
know.
For you,
yes.
I would love to know about that. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you are ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, only one app that's built to bring you real love. eHarmony! Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com to get started and enter our code TMOS at checkout.
News!
All right. Bear with me. We got a long one today, boys.
All right.
It should not have taken this long, but John Stamos is finally passing on the perfect seed. He's going to have a baby. They're pregnant. His 31-year-old fiance, Caitlin McHugh, is pregnant. John is 54. He says, we have the same morals, the same values. They all click nicely. So he said, oh, well, maybe we should have a family. So John, 54, I was that age when I had my son, and I wish him the very best of luck. And by the way, I'm just as good looking. So that should work
Second
out well
Second marriage
for
him.
Second marriage for Mr. Stamos, yeah, and you know, probably be a beautiful little baby.
Almost have to be. He's a good-looking guy.
Rebecca Romaine is first wife.
Yeah.
Here is a story I tried to edit down. I couldn't leave anything out. It was too significant. But listen up. This is so. You know, if you ever get to the point where you're saying all this sexual harassment, listen to this story. It might change your mind, and you might be a little more serious about it. Salma Hayek is now among the many women who say they've been victimized by Harvey Weinstein, and she really laid bare just how horrible it was to be targeted by him. Listen to this. In a piece in the New York Times, Salma says she wasn't sexually assaulted, and she thinks her friendship with people like Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino, and George Clooney may have been the only thing that saved her from that. But what he did was just as bad on an emotional level. It started when she made a deal with Harvey to make her passion project, a movie about Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. Mm-hmm. That's when he started making his usual demands. He would try to get her to take a shower with him, let him watch her take a shower, let him give her a massage, let him give her oral, get naked with another woman and other perverted things, and she always said no. Obviously, Harvey hated that. One time he even told her, quote, "I will kill you. Don't think I can't." That's a quote that she says from Harvey. After all those denials, Harvey told her he was taking the movie away from her and giving it to another actress. And I remember when that movie came out and what a passion project it was for her. Salma got her lawyers involved, and Harvey said she could make the movie if she met some new conditions. She met them all, and the movie was back on. The sexual harassment stopped, but Harvey still had it in for Salma. He would show up on set and complain about the character's unibrow and limp. He told her that all she had was sex appeal, and there was none of that in the film. He said he was going to shut it down unless she agreed to one more thing, a nude sex scene with another woman. At this point, Salma felt like it was her responsibility to finish the movie, so she gave in. The day she filmed the scene, she was so upset about it that she was crying and vomiting, but she got through it. Long story short, Frida got made, and despite Harvey complaining about having to release it, it won 2 Oscars. What Salma's piece really drives home is the emotional toll sexual harassment takes on a woman. She says, quote, "In Harvey's eyes, I was not an artist. I wasn't even a person. I was a thing. Not a nobody, but a body." She adds, quote, "We as women have been devalued artistically to an indecent state, to the point where the film industry stopped making an effort to find out what female audiences wanted to see and what stories we wanted to tell. Until there is equality in our industry with men and women having the same values in every aspect, our community will continue to be a fertile ground for predators." She adds one more thing, quote, "Men sexually harassed because they could. Women are talking about it today because in this new era, we finally can." And that means a lot. I think that's just, so I thought true. I'd include all that here. With what he was, just with all that power. What a scum. You know, I can see that happening. Just terrible. Yeah. Really, really horrible.
No, I'm vegan.
No. Thank you, Oscar.
Stop it.
Forbes named Mark Wahlberg the most overpaid actor of 2017. For every dollar he's paid, his movies gross $4.40. Johnny Depp was number one the past 2 years. Here are the top five. Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale, Channing Tatum, Denzel Washington. That kind of bums me out.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt. Those are the top most overpaid. They don't get the return on the investment that they should, but they still do well.
They're only getting 400% back. Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. So sorry. According to a new survey, 39% of people say they'll get drunk before their family's holiday gatherings this year.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Rob. 23% will get drunk before their office Christmas party. And those aren't the only surprising events we drink before. Here are some others. Weddings, 36% of people get drunk before. A date, 29% of people get loaded before a date.
Really?
That's interesting. A flight. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Where's my ding? Thank you very much. If you're flying,
good night. Right,
26%. A funeral, 19%. Never done that.
No.
And the last day of school, preschool, 15%. 50% of toddlers say they do that when that's
and
happening.
A shout out to my cousin Steven, who always makes sure I get some makers at the family Yankee gift swap. Thank you, Steven.
Oh, wonderful. And like you tune up before the whole thing
Well,
starts.
I got to host it. It's a long afternoon.
You gotta host it.
Used
another
to be
one
wax.
Of Rob's. Another one
they
of
get,
Rob's.
Yeah, they get but, more than everyone else.
Yeah, but then I charge them. Then I charge.
Good. That's wonderful. Do you know how long you're contagious after you've been sick? Big story for us at the Mike O'Mara.
Kiss me,
we
Mac.
Always talk about. Is he sick?
No, he looks great.
Yeah, he looks good.
Here it is. In general,
that was creepy. I'm sorry.
In general, it's not safe to be around someone for at least, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
5 to 7 days after their symptoms start. That's when they're the most contagious. But even then, you're not totally in the clear. Sometimes you can still be contagious 2 weeks.
2 weeks!
2 weeks!
Two!
After your symptoms start. And just because you feel better doesn't mean you are better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need to wash your hands as much as possible. And if you are sick, try to cough into your elbow instead of your hands. And here's an important point for when you do get sick. Don't immediately start blaming the last sick person. that you happen to be around. When you're exposed to a virus, it usually takes 2 to 3 days to develop symptoms. So if you're around a bunch of sick family members on Christmas and start sniffling the next day, it's probably not their fault. So there it is.
Did you see the thing about the flu vaccine this year?
Yeah, that it's not as strong or something.
Well, they're
like
saying that.
That
a lot of times, because, you know, Australia has the opposite seasons of us, we can use Australia to gauge the flu vaccine.
Yes.
Because their winter season's already happened. In Australia, the flu vaccine was 10% effective this year.
Wow. That means that anybody
that
gets the flu.
My parents got the flu. Tony's
really?
Got something going on.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Tony got a late.
Like,
blade.
All these people are and they are knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Pony's got the flu?
No, Tony.
Tony.
Tony. Oh, Tony's got the
Tony.
Flu.
Tony.
Pony right. Turkins.
Tony Turkins gets sick a lot. It's that schedule. He works his ass off, so I think that's why.
I think it's the people he hangs with.
Yeah, but Pony doesn't have the flu. He just has COPD. That's it. Okay.
There's no shot for that.
Moving right along. And now, it's a horrible joke. Yeah,
hockey sticks.
I shouldn't laugh about it. I hear a little something, something. Now, 53-year-old Simon Bramall is a liver, spleen, and pancreas surgeon in Birmingham, England. He was in court this week and admitted to, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Signing his initials on two patients' livers. Jesus. Wow. During the two transplants in February and August of 2013, he used a tool called an argon beam coagulator. That sounds like it'll be in your movie tonight when you go see it.
It sounds like Marvin the Martian would use it to try to blow up the Earth.
Yes, I'm going to use my argon beam coagulator.
He used it to carve his initials into the livers. Normally, the tool is used to sketch out areas to operate on. Another surgeon noticed the initials in 2014 during a different operation on one of those patients, and he alerted the hospital. Simon resigned in May of 2014. He finally had his trial this week, and he pleaded guilty to assault. He will be sentenced in January. Now, this is one of those cases where I was trying to find the kicker line, and they all sucked.
All right.
So when they all suck, I give them all to you. So
good.
All
right.
I always thought a signed liver was more valuable than one without a signature on it.
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. His favorite band?
What?
Autograph. I'm sorry.
Not bad.
Who's his favorite historical figure?
Who?
John Hancock.
Of course.
And, that was bad.
And just remember, the pen is mightier than the scalpel. Thank you very much. All right, there we are.
Two of those were great.
But isn't that, like, he's an egomaniac to the next level, right?
Oh, well, yeah, that's the way all doctors are.
He can't just save this guy's life. He's got to tell the world.
Yeah.
Total narcissist.
Got complex.
Hope he goes to jail. Anyway, I will take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ho, ho, ho!
Was that Santa? Oh, boy!
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh. But it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa, I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours
cruel.
A week just ain't enough. All is available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's all like Christmas stuff. Cruelty. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We all have dogs. We all love our dogs,
yes.
Which is why we love Whistle.
Whistle.
Whistle is a device that attaches to your pet's collar. It allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Whistle is lightweight. It's waterproof. It has rechargeable batteries that last up to 10 days. Whistle uses GPS and AT&T cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7 anywhere in the USA. Rob does it with Linus.
Lovely.
We love Whistle. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor your pet, find out where they are and what they're up to.
Mm.
Yes.
That's why I put one on Frankie.
He's
and
nefarious.
I know when he's in front of Carla's counter in the bathroom that there's something afoot. And it ain't afoot. There you go. When your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, Whistle can track your pet anywhere in the USA using the cellular network from AT&T. Find your pet in minutes, and it makes a great gift
for man's best friend. Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation, and for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. Go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best friend, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, December 14th, and Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Hi, folks. This is Keith Urban wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Well, it's Keith Urban, though.
It's the second time you played Keith.
The thing is, he's not an urban artist. He's a country artist, and he doesn't talk like a country artist. He's just, you know, he's one of the most peculiar members of the Licorice Hat Club, and he wishes you a Merry Christmas.
You love playing the current country artist.
I do. But sad rock artist that I really liked when I was growing up and a big one when I was in college, the Smithereens. I love that band, and their lead singer, Pat D'Anizio, passed away young, age 62. A lot of great records. They came from Carteret, New Jersey, which my father did as well, so I always thought that was cool. They called themselves America's Band, and I didn't know this until I read the obit. They named themselves after Yosemite Sam because he used to say, "I'm going to blow you to smithereens."
I'm going to blow you to smithereens.
They haven't released the cause of death yet, but that's kind of sad because I always liked that band. So safe home, Pat D'Anizio.
I remember hearing about the smithereens growing up.
Yeah. Good stuff. Joe Biden is just so cool. And he was on yesterday on The View, and they were talking about cancer because that's a big topic in the book that he's promoting. And his son,
I watched
Bo.
This. This is a man who is just a class guy. And when you see a politician behaving like this to the
like
daughter
a human?
Of a political rival, you know, regardless of the circumstances, it went beyond just being patronizing and saying, "Hey, I get along with this." He was actually consoling his daughter because, you know, you might not hear it from certain people that are dipped in Cheeto sauce, but the fact is that John McCain has gotten a horrible diagnosis that's in all likelihood going to be terminal, and it was pretty special to see this, and this is the way I wish it was with all of
it was very politics. It was very pure, and it seemed very real to me when he went over to console Meghan McCain because her father, John McCain, has the same diagnosis that Beau Biden did, and afterwards, I encourage you to watch the whole clip, but afterwards, Joe talked about John McCain and offered this bit of optimistic insight, and I think this is great.
Her dad is one of my best friends. Her dad goes after me, Hammer and Tom. We're like two brothers who were somehow raised by different fathers or something. But I know, and I mean this sincerely, and I've said it all, even when your dad got mad at me, so I should get the hell off the ticket. And you remember what I said about your dad? I said, I know if I picked up the phone tonight and called John McCain and said, "John, I'm at Second and Vine in Oshkosh, and I need your help. Come." He'd get on a plane and come. And I would for him, too. And this is the guy. But look, the thing that I found was, and Bo insisted on, your dad's going to insist on, is you've got to maintain hope. Mm-hmm. There's hope. Hope is, you have to have hope.
I really love that. That's all
you know, beautiful. And what of all the people that can talk about that with the tragedy that man's experienced in his life, you know, losing an entire family in a car accident, you know, his small children and his wife, just unimaginable. And then later in life, you know, rebuilding his life, and his beloved son goes before him. That is a man. The fact that he's still standing is an achievement, but the fact that he's still standing and inspiring people is something truly, truly special. That was a great moment on television. I wish we had more of them.
Here, here. Another great, great human being, Pharrell Williams. He has taken on global warming in a way that I think we're finally going to fix it.
Okay.
He has made a record.
Good
that,
segue.
That if global warming doesn't stop in the next 100 years, we're never going to hear the song.
In 2017, I, Pharrell Williams, created a song that will publicly be released in 100 years, but only if we care about the planet. It's an artistic project that will disappear forever if global warming continues.
The only copy of this song has been engraved on a unique clay vinyl made of soil taken directly from the Louis XIII vineyard in Konya. The recording is locked in a specially crafted, water-vulnerable safe for the next 100 years. If we continue on this destructive path, disregarding nature's calls, the clay vinyl will disintegrate.
So, I should point out one thing about this for what Pharrell's doing, but I did not ignore nature's calls this morning.
No, three times you did.
Three times.
This is a Michael Jackson moment for Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, this is where he crosses over, right?
This is when someone should have walked in and said, that chimp is not your son. Like, this is when you shake them, be like, people are laughing at you behind your back.
I just hope I'm alive in 2117 to hear that song. I bet it starts out, dun, dun, dun. Like did all his stuff.
Did he include the player with it? Because and like batteries. 100 years, you know, maybe they won't even have it.
Bubbles will rip your face off, Michael. Yes.
Mike, do you remember last night? Let's close with this. Okay. Do you remember last night when you emailed me and you said, Rob, we need more sounds of birds flying into jet engines on the audio vault?
Oh, my God. Yes, I love that. No, I don't. It's horrible. It's
this is a horrible thing. This is nothing to laugh at. This was a 757 taking off in Germany. It was on the runway. The takeoff was aborted because a bird flew into the plane's engine.
One or a flock?
One bird.
One big bird.
And a German man was obviously ignoring the rule to turn off your phone, and he was filming the engine because he was seated right over the wing. This is the sound. This is the sound of a bird flying into a jet engine.
You know, Rob and I, there are areas where Rob and I have the identical same sense of your. Play it one more time, please. I want to hear. It's forget.
Sounds like a hard drive is going bad.
Wow. Man,
what would
man,
you do, Mike? You're full because it is flying, and if you're just filming just to show the world what you're doing, and that happens.
I would reach into my pocket and eat my Trip Affleck Cap'n Crunch sprinkle donut cereal. That's what I would
do. Hey, in that case, if it was a bird, it might be Trip Affleck.
Affleck!
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. I want to just mention something right here, right now. We talk about Amazon all the time on the Mike O'Mara Show. It is so important for you to shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show homepage or through our app. It means the world to us, and we know that this coming weekend in particular, you're going to be doing most of your Christmas shopping. Statistics have shown that. Please, please don't forget us. There are a lot of people that use Amazon on their shows, in their groups. We need you to support TMOS and shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. It is more important this year than it ever has been, and I have to be honest with you, the numbers are not what we want them
Come
to
on.
Be.
Yeah.
The numbers need to improve, so please, 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 don't take it for granted. That's the engine that drives
we
this
show. We need new
show.
Pencils and computers, too.
Yeah, we really, really do. And by the way, when you shop Amazon through Mike O'Mara's show, you actually keep this show going and keep this show alive and healthy, and we will bring you more content in 2018. We don't want to go away, and we need you to help us through Amazon. So if you've ever thought about that and you say, somebody else will do it, please, you do it too.
You gotta
shop
do it.
Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show webpage and also through our app. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.